Let's call Senate Labor and Commerce to order. Let the record reflect that it's approximately 3 minutes after 2 o'clock on this Tuesday, February 23rd, 2010. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum. To my right is Senator Thomas, and to my left is Senator Bundy, and myself, Senator Pascvan. We likely will be soon joined by the other members, but in order so that we can move this or advance this meeting forward, we have commenced. Here we're being joined by Senator Bette Davis right now. The purpose of our meeting today is to take up and move two bills that were originally heard, and they were heard in this committee on February 9th. Those bills are Senate Bill 247, which is a legislation to extend the Board of Pharmacy, and Senate Bill 248, which is the legislation to extend the Board of Marital and Family Therapy. Since beginning the initial hearing, I have heard no opposition to either one of these bills, and I trust other committee members have not either. The audit recommended extending the sunset on both bills. However, as the staff of the bill sponsors explained during the initial hearing, each bill required a simple committee substitute, which makes a sunset bill compliant with the recommendation of the audit that was performed on each. And we'll get started with the first bill. First, I'd like to begin by welcoming Tim Benatendi, staff to Senator Olson, and if he could represent Senate Bill 247. And
thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, Tim Benintendi, staff to Senator.
If we could just interject. We now have the full committee. Senator Kevin Meyer has joined us, so we have all five members of the committee present. So please, Mr. Benintendi, please begin.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman and committee members, Tim Benintendi, staff to the sponsor, Senator Donald Olson. And as has been discussed, we would entertain a change to Senate Bill 247. Simply, I had the bill drafted and had them go with the extension from the previous term. And when I finally read the audit report, discovered that they indeed only recommended extension to 2018. And we certainly support the auditors and that particular audit. So with respect, if you'd consider a CS, we'd appreciate it.
Senator Bundy.
Mr. Chairman, if it's in order, I move that we adopt CS for Senate Bill 247 and use that as our working document.
And
okay.
Yes. For purposes of objection, Mr. Benintendi, would you please explain the committee substitute to this committee?
Yes, it would simply extend the Board of Pharmacy to June 30th, 2018, instead of the printed 2015 in the original bill.
Any other remarks that are necessary or appropriate?
No, sir. That audit basically gave pretty high marks to the board. There were a few criticisms of the administration, but didn't impact the board directly in a substantive way, so we certainly support that.
All right, Senator Myers.
I'll remove my objection.
Any other discussion? We now have the committee substitute for Senate Bill 247 before us without objection. I guess given that, Senator Thomas, I'd entertain a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 247 from the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations, and there are no attached fiscal notes. So.
Before I don't. Is there anyone online to testify to this, Madam Clerk? Okay. Is there anyone here locally that in person that wants to testify to the committee substitute for Senate Bill 247 and the CS that's before us? Hearing none, I want to make.
There is a fiscal note anyhow that we have to address anyhow, or at least make sure that I change my wording in the motion to the attached fiscal note.
Okay. I want to close the public hearing on the CS for Senate Bill 247. Public testimony is closed. We heard public testimony the first time on February 9th on this bill. So given that, Senator Thomas?
You want me to remake that motion?
I think it probably would be appropriate.
That'd probably be best. Okay. I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 247 from the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to the next committee of referral with the with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note.
Any objections from the committee? Hearing none, it does so move. We'll take a brief at ease while we sign the bill, and then Mr. Benintendi, please remain where you are.
There it is. There's a fiscal note. There's a fiscal note on the next
as well.
You know, we should lump all these board extensions together.
Yeah.
But
we're trying.
Josh, I don't know if Josh told you, he tried that once.
Backfired?
Yeah, it didn't go over too long.
So you're trying to get us in
yeah.
the same trouble
yeah,
you got
well, you know. Got to keep trying. Hope for the best.
Because they're all no-brainers.
Yeah,
until you
have to be up in Senate Finance for a couple of the my bills first thing up at 2:30, so I got to get zippity doo dying here. So
yeah, we got this is the last order of business. Right?
Yes, yeah, we should be done in 5 minutes.
You have a bill up?
Yeah.
In Senate Finance?
Yeah.
Well,
guys are starting to hear
what's
the deal.
What's up?
We weren't supposed to tell anybody.
You must have a really good one.
What's up? What's your bill?
You were supposed to tell you.
This is Fisherman's Fund. Increase it from, you know, just a few thousand dollars. And
the chairman likes that.
That.
Yeah. Fisherman's Fund, the other...
Funeral benefit.
Yeah. So, just...
Indentures. That's
important. All right. We'll bring Senate Labor and Commerce back to order. We've just completed the signing process for Senate Bill 247. I again welcome Mr. Tim Benintendi, staff to Senator Olson, to represent Senate Bill 248. And I guess let's get the committee substitute for Senate Bill 248 in front of the committee. So do I hear
I would make a motion to put committee substitute for SB 248 in front of the committee.
And object for purposes of discussion.
All right. Mr. Benintendi, please explain the committee substitute.
Yes, sir. Tim Benintendi, staff to the sponsor, Senator Donald Olson. And the board is the Marriage and Family Therapy Board. And likewise, there was a legislative audit performed approaching their sunset year. And there were a few board-specific issues found, or actually issues that have rolled over from previous years. And that is that the revenues from the licensing do not quite cover the cost of regulatory changes. And that has been an ongoing issue. And the audit staff therefore recommended that the board be extended to 2014. And again, since I was more anxious to get the bill introduced than I was to jump on the reading, I had gotten it for 2015, which turned out to be not in alignment with the audit. So I've certainly read the audit when I did my homework, and we certainly agree with their findings. They also made recommendations that a few administrative issues be squared away in the department. So with that, the CS says 2014, we go with that absolutely.
Mr. Senator Bundy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was going to ask on the previous one, because I've heard frequent concerns about price of license versus actual cost. And as I understand, the state regulation says they should equal each other. In this case, they do not. How far out of balance are they, or would I need to ask that question of Mrs. Smith?
Well, let me give it a try here. They have closed their deficit quite substantially in the last several years, and I think right now they are down to less than $30,000 as the outstanding deficit, and it was up around $90,000 or $100,000, I believe, several 8 or 9 years ago. It's just the pool of licensees is real small, so that's a real challenge to keep whittling that. The board actually chose to keep working to reduce their deficit as opposed to paying to have regulations process that they feel should be in place. But I suspect the audit has found that the regulations that have not been advanced aren't fatal to the mission of the board or commission, certainly not haven't jeopardized the public. So that's pretty much where they stand.
Follow up.
Yes, yeah, Senator.
Thank you. And it would be fair to assume that their deficit would likely be cured by the time this audit is, or the next sunset?
That's certainly an objective. I don't know if it's been clearly formally posed. I haven't heard it in a public discussion, so I don't know absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Any further discussion relating to the objection of bringing the committee substitute before this committee?
Mr. Chairman, yeah. I don't have any problem with bringing it before the committee, but the question that Senator Bundy asked has not been answered. There's somebody from the administration. They probably could address that.
Please, if...
looks like they're actually in the... Unless I'm...
Oh, yeah.
These are negative numbers, but I don't know. We'll see.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Please identify yourself and state your affiliation.
For the record, my name is Jennifer Strickler. I'm the Division Operations Manager for the Division of Corporations, Business, and Professional Licensing, Department of Commerce. Through the chair to Senator Bundy. To answer your question, as of this month, the gap has been narrowed to about $2,000. So by the next renewal cycle, they will definitely have balanced their expenses and their revenue, unless there's some big investigation case, which is usually the one item that drives the expenses to go up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions of this witness?
Mr. Chair, I remove my objection.
All right. We have now the committee substitute for Senate Bill 248. Any further remarks from either of the witnesses? Is there anyone else that's here present that would like to provide any testimony? Hearing none, we'll close public testimony on the committee substitute for Senate Bill 248. And given the removal of the objection, Senator Thomas, I would entertain a motion.
I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 248 from the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note.
Any objections? Hearing none, Senate Bill 248 with committee substitute is advanced from this committee. And just as a brief explanation, our next hearing will be this Thursday, February 25th. And we were scheduled, and you will see in the official announcement that we were going to be hearing the mortgage lending bill on this Thursday. We received a call earlier today that Lori Hovanek, the Director of Banking and Securities, will not be able to join us because of an illness. So therefore, we will be postponing that mortgage lending bill which is Senate Bill 279, until Tuesday next week. But I still do intend Senator Myers, Senate Bill 234, which is the extension of the ABC board. I do plan on addressing that on Thursday so we can complete that and get that moving. So anyway, just let people know that I've been obviously somewhat busy up in listening to this oil and natural gas information. And so we've been a little bit out of sync for the last week, but hope by the end of this week we can get on track again. So any comments that any would care to make as far as where we're at and where we're going?
Nope.
Thank you. With that, meeting adjourned, and we just need to sign and we're done.